tale as old as time. True as it can be. Barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Tale as old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. I'm telling you, that original version of that song, Beauty and the Beast, Tale as Old as Time, it's my favorite of all time. And I can't wait to hear the version that we're going to hear at Black Dirt Theater's version of Beauty and the Beast, which is coming right up. And we're thrilled to have in studio with us today Molly McElroy, one of my favorite people, and she is the co-director along with Mr. Bob Lawrence.
Yes, that's correct.
Great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, please say you're the beauty in this show.
I have told Becca, who is playing our Belle, that if she were to find herself ill or injured, I could step in.
Why did I say excellent?
Yes.
I didn't mean
no. She's going to do a great job. She won't need me, but another day, another time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I think you were made to play that role, but you're going to be directing, which is probably a very cool thing. I know you've done directing before. Tell us a little bit about what you see this version of Beauty and the Beast all about.
Yes. Bob Lawrence and I are co-directing this production of it, and actually the community chose this musical.
We had
a poll out last summer with a few different options on it, and this is the one that was selected. So we were both really honored to be given this opportunity to tell a story that the community itself asked to hear. And co-directing with Bob has just been amazing. He has a vision for community inclusivity and just a great partner in this whole thing.
So for people that don't know about the show, it's so beautiful.
It is so beautiful.
Tell us, in your words, what Beauty and the Beast is all about.
I have said the word magic more in the last 3 months than I probably have in my entire life. And it is magical. Of course, the Disney version makes you think of the Enchantress and the mirror and the rose and the spell. But if you think about it, magic is really simple. There's magic in everyday things. There's magic in friendships. There's magic in getting to know someone and learning who they are from the inside out. And there's magic in stories and books and learning and adventure, which we see all of these characters go through. So to me and to Bob, it's finding the magic in everyday things and exploring the beauty that is in our world and not taking it for granted.
How long have you been working on Beauty and the Beast?
The production team has been meeting since late 2018, so we've been meeting for a long time, plotting and planning and prepping for this, but our rehearsals started the first week of June.
Okay.
With our cast.
And was it new last year that you threw out to the public what they'd like to see?
Yes, that was the first time we asked for it.
Do you think you'll do something like that again? I think it's a great idea.
I think we would do something like that again. We have some ideas for what we want to do for next season already, but I do think asking the community their opinion is something we would do again for another show at another season.
Well, you know, for community theater too, I think that's such a great way of involving the community in a way that perhaps if they're not on stage, they still feel like they're part of this
Absolutely.
Production. So that's so great. So you've been working on this for a couple months. Mm-hmm. And tell us about the show. How is it coming, please?
Knock on wood, we're ready, other than some technical elements that still need to come together. But those are things that come together seemingly in the last minute anyway. We have a very beautiful, technically difficult set that we've designed, which will be a big reveal for the audience when they come. So that's taking a long time. We've got a strong team building that and putting that together for us. But the cast has been, we've been ready for a week. They came prepared for this musical. A lot of them are familiar with the music and the story, so we really got to dive in right away to some of that work.
Do you think it's because it's such a beloved musical?
Absolutely. I think that definitely helped us kind of launch forward in a faster way.
So let's talk about your cast. How many people who are playing some of the parts that we might know, please?
We have 75 people in our cast. Yes.
Wow. Giving you one of those.
Yes.
Wow.
And they're all brilliant. I enjoy.
And what's the youngest age and what's the oldest age?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know. We've got, I would say, a 7-year-old is our youngest, and our oldest is in 70s, maybe. So a span of 70 years, maybe.
What a
60, 70 years.
What a great
all
span.
Ages.
I love it. So 75 people?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Which is actually small for what Black Turtle. I think Shrek had 120 or something like that. So it will be something different to see on stage, a different size cast.
75 is a lot of people, though.
It is still a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yes.
So who are playing some of the leads?
Zach Filkins is playing the character of LeFou.
We get to see him act again?
I am so excited.
He's so talented as an actor.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So he's done his lots of time at the Hastings Middle School as their director, leading their drama program. But, yeah, he absolutely shines in this role. It is so funny, and he tells the character so honestly. And his partner, Alex McKenzie, is playing Gaston. He's new to Black Dirt Theater. He actually hasn't been in a production for 7 years, I think is what he told me. And you would never know. He just, you know, walked on stage and totally embodied this character. And he and Zach have a funny, 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 funny repertoire between the two of them. And the audience is just going to eat them up.
Love it.
Yeah. James Lane is playing our Beast.
Another wonderful actor.
Yes, he's been seen in several Black Dirt Theater productions before. And Becca Francis, who is a graduate from the Hastings High School, is playing our Belle.
Okay, if you couldn't be Belle, Becca is...
I know.
Yes. Love Becca.
She's an angel. She has the voice of an angel.
She does.
She's a beautiful dancer. So we've
And
been,
just a lovely young woman.
Yes,
absolutely. Oh, please greet her.
Oh, I will.
I love her.
Yes.
Well, it's going to be wonderful. So give us the dates, please, Molly.
Yes, we open on Friday the 26th of this month. And actually, that Friday is what we're calling our family night. So all tickets are $10. It's a general admission. And we're going to have a couple of food trucks on site. So you'll get a food voucher to visit one of a couple of options to come have a bite and then enjoy the show. So we would love to have families come in large numbers and bring all your loved ones and come enjoy on that Friday night. So opening night, the 26th, is family night. And then we are there Saturday, Sunday that weekend. And then the following week, Wednesday, which is July 31st, Friday, August 1st, or excuse me, Thursday, August 1st. We're off on that Friday. And then Saturday, Sunday, the 3rd and 4th.
And what time of the day, please?
At 7 o'clock.
So 7 o'clock, and then on the Sunday shows?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock matinees on Sundays. So just to recap, so it's Friday, July 26th. That's family night.
Yes.
And that's a 7 o'clock show. Saturday, the 27th, and that's a 7 o'clock show. Sunday, 2 o'clock p.m.
Correct.
And that's the 28th. And then Wednesday, July 31st, 7 p.m. show. Thursday, August 1st, mm-hmm. 7 p.m. show. And then Saturday, 7 p.m. show, and Sunday, 2 o'clock p.m. again. Oh my gosh, so wonderful. And I love how you are really embodying the whole family piece, because this is such a family tale.
Absolutely. We want families to come and spend the evening with us. And rather than watching the movie, we want to show you our community version of it.
What is your favorite part of this show?
Oh, that's such a hard question. I have to say, Be Our Guest. It's like a knockout, blowout number. You're going to be wowed, and hopefully we'll have people standing and applauding at the end of it. Our dancers, we have a lot of dancers in the show, but we have a core group of castle dancers that have just worked their tails off, come out of every rehearsal sweating, and they should be very proud of the work they've put in. They're ready to wow you.
So, Molly, you break this up in different ways. I know you mentioned the dancing, and then you also have a great orchestra. How
yes.
big is the orchestra? Do you know?
I actually don't know. Elizabeth D'Amico is our music director, heading that all, and she has taken total control of that department, and she has a obviously wonderful ear, and has been a great support to Bob and I, and a great collaborator and partner in this process, and I can't wait to put her element together with the rest of our actors.
So right now you've still been doing it separately, you've been rehearsing
Correct.
Separately.
Yes,
okay.
The orchestra's been rehearsing with Elizabeth, and then Elizabeth has also been rehearsing with us on the piano.
So what is it like for you, besides wanting to be Belle? Isn't that hard?
I know.
Because you're such a great actress, and you're so darn talented.
I had a few of my high schoolers tell me before the year ended, when I announced that I was co-directing this, they said,
yes.
You should just cast yourself as Belle.
Can you imagine?
I can't do that. I could do that. I can't do that.
Could I do that?
Yeah, right. Another time.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I would have thought it was fine.
Yeah.
But you know.
Probably not.
Becca's parents might have not
yes,
liked
that's
it.
True. Yeah, that's true.
So what is it like, though, as a director?
Because I actually have wanted to play Belle for forever, and I love this story. I feel just as much a part of telling her tale as I would if I were acting it. It feels great. It's... again, a story that I've loved for forever and the community is familiar with. And it's just been a dream, a total dream come true to make magic happen on stage and tell a story that I've grown up with. And you know it by heart, basically. And to set it live on stage has been a dream.
What do you think the essence of Beauty and the Beast is?
It is beauty is from the inside out. And the importance of getting to know someone from the inside out and not to judge a book by its cover. Some of these things are cliche to say, but it's so simple, and we need more of that in the world.
So the kids that are involved in this, the youngsters, do you think they're seeing the whole picture about what the show is really about?
That's a great question. I think as it happens a lot of times, it will become clearer when more elements get put together. Mm-hmm. I think right now we've been rehearsing it in sections so much that we get focused on what are the right lyrics, what are the right notes, what are the right dance moves, that we are about to turn a corner that will enlighten them on, oh yeah, this is why we're doing this. I know the story. I know why we're telling it. I think we're right about to turn.
Molly, how do you and Bob Lawrence split up your tasks?
We actually divided our work up based on village scenes and castle scenes.
Oh,
so we had
that was
of,
a good way of doing it.
Yeah, point directors for each of those areas. So Bob took control over the village scenes, and I got to oversee the castle scenes, and we collaborated on both, but kind of let each other take the lead on those different areas. which was really fun, actually, to have a through line for each of the different areas.
And how are you different as directors?
We're very different and yet the same.
Okay.
I think we both really enjoy collaborating. So when I agreed to do this, I was very happy that I was doing it with Bob because he values my opinion, I value his, and we're very open to trying things and redoing things and asking for help on things. So to have a partner that's positive and uplifting and creative and inclusive like Bob makes this job really, really fun and really easy.
And what are your strengths, do you think, as a director?
I view the role of the director as the placeholder for the audience until the audience gets into the room. So I think I love listening and hearing people's stories and letting people shine and giving them opportunity to try new things and to showcase their talents. So that's what I love most about directing, is creating those opportunities and watching people do what they love or get to try something new.
And don't you think that's what's so great about Black Dirt in particular? Because it really is community theater, and you're going to see somebody that you know in the community. There they are.
Yes.
On stage. And as you mentioned about the man that's playing
Gaston.
Yes, he hasn't been on stage for 7 years.
Right.
How cool is that?
It's amazing. Yeah.
And you probably have people in your cast that have never been on a stage.
Yes. I don't know, actually, about that.
I think
everybody might have been in it once. We might have one or two that are trying it with their kids, but...
What a thrill.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a thrill. So 75 people strong. It's going to be a great cast. And I bet, like you said, when they sing Be Our Guest, that is really going to be powerful and, wow, beautiful. Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful. Where is the show, please?
We are performing at the Hastings High School Theater Space, which is amazing. $1 million space. We're so lucky to be there.
We are chatting with Molly McElroy. She is one of the co-directors of the upcoming Black Dirt Theater's version of Beauty and the Beast. And in typical Black Dirt style, will we have a couple of variations that are going to be kind of Black Dirt-like?
I would say yes, and I'm not going to reveal all the secrets.
Oh.
But we do have a cast of 75, so we've added some elements and some roles that aren't written in the script.
Fun.
To showcase, the community members we have.
Love it, love it. So again, don't miss Black Dirt Theater's version of Beauty and the Beast. It's coming up on Friday, July 26th at 7:00 p.m. And that is family night with food trucks.
Yes.
How cool is that?
I know. We have, the cast actually got to try one of the food trucks. Like, he came to a rehearsal one night, Taco Borracho. So the tacos are... excellent.
Fun.
Yes, very fun.
It's going to be super fun. And then Saturday the 27th, the 7:00 performance, and Sunday, 2:00 matinee. And then the following week, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. And those are 7:00 shows. And Sunday is a 2:00 matinee again. Molly, we hope it's just great. How can people get tickets, please?
You can visit our website, blackdirttheater.com, and there are tickets available there for you.
Otherwise, we can get them at the door as well.
Absolutely.
Yes?
You are more than welcome to walk up, buy a ticket. We've got plenty of tickets available. So
fun.
Bring everyone you know.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Well, it's going to be just a great time for everybody. And again, such a beloved show. Beauty and the Beast is coming to the Hastings High School Theater later this month and into the first part of August. Don't miss it. Get tickets at blackdirttheater.com. Thank you, Molly McElroy. Great to see you.
Thank you, you too.
Please greet Bob. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.